This is TWiT.
I have the honors of sharing with you, our listeners and viewers, the email of the week. I do love that every time. Thank you, Burke. This week's email of the week. Thank you.
comes, I thought you were broken.
Comes from friend of the show and friend of TWiT. And Jason, you got to help me with his last name. I always screw it up. But Sam
Abu Al-Samid.
Yep. Abu Al-Samid. There it is. But Sam, I know Sam. He's great. It's fantastic. Sam writes in and says, I wanted to follow up on last week's discussion of lower cost true wireless earbuds. I use the Soundcore Liberty Neos, which are normally just $45 and frequently on sale for $30 to $35. Side note, I just looked at and they are $29.99 on Amazon right now. So FYI.
Nice.
He says, Sam says, I find them quite comfortable and regularly wear them for 6 to 8 hours a day over the past 2 years. They sound quite good, probably not audiophile, but my 55-year-old ears went through enough performances of AC/DC, The Who, and Rush, among many others in my younger days, that anything that good would be wasted on me. They do provide decent, clear bass, mid, and treble, and music sounds good to me. And it's important to note that the Soundcore Liberty Neo is by Anker. And so Sam goes on to say that the Ankers are also IPX7 waterproof. They don't have all the fancy features like Google Assistant, touch volume control, or automatic shutoff when I take them out, but that's fine. I can pause with a single tap, and double tap brings up Assistant from the phone. Surprisingly, the mic also sounds really good and clear, or so I'm told by people I talk to. And listen, Sam is a trustworthy voice. I completely trust them in this kind of assessment. And for $29.99 on Amazon, it's worth a shot. I mean that's
impulse buy.
I was gonna say that used to be two tickets to the movies. Now it's like a night of takeout Chinese. So I think you could easily eat the cost of $30 for these earbuds. So that's fantastic. Sam, thank you for writing in, and congratulations on getting the honor of being the email of the week.
Those are the Soundcore Liberty Neos. And Ben, have you had spent much time with some of these true wireless earbuds? I feel like so many of them are coming out now. Like I'm actually getting contacted by people, by different representatives saying, hey, we've got new true wireless. Like, I've reviewed so many at this point. I don't know. Do you have any favorites?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. I have so many. I have these drawers up behind me. There's one for phones and there's an entire one now for earbuds. most of the ones I use are the more expensive ones. Lately I've been using the Jabra Elite 85T, and another pair I can't talk about yet.
Fine.
I like the expensive ones are really good. But I've been impressed that the cheaper ones are getting so good. Yeah. Like the OnePlus Bud Z that came out over the summer, $50. They're great. I'm glad they're getting cheap because they need to be, because if they're going to replace regular earbuds, they can't be $150. But this just makes me want to get some more really cheap ones in to update my roundup.
Yeah, do some comparisons. Well, I'm curious about the 85Ts. Like I've used the Jabra Elite 65Ts, and then now, the 75Ts, I always end up, falling onto the 75Ts. I love the sound. They really improve the sound. What do you find are different between that and the 85Ts now? What have they improved with the 85? Isn't it automatic noise cancellation? Is that right?
Yeah, so it has ANC. But actually the 75Ts also have that now too, through a software update.
Oh, but shoot, the thing I need to update them then. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's not as effective as the 85Ts, but they do have active noise cancellation now.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But for me, it's one, I like that the case has wireless charging, but mainly it's the ear tip it's kind of like an oval shape now. And I just find it fits way better in my ear and doesn't have as much pressure on my in my ear. Right. So I can enjoy how good they sound, which is about the same as the 75Ts, but I can wear them longer because they're more comfortable to wear. Like they're my go-to if I'm, you know, working on the elliptical or taking a walk or something like that. So they're really good. I like them a lot.
Super important. Comfort is a big component of these. You got to find the type of these because they totally run all across the gamut, you know, all across the spectrum as far as comfort and wear is concerned. Ron, we already know that you don't care for anything in your ear holes.
And it really, really bugs me because I am getting tired of my Pixel Bud Generation 1s. They you know, after it's been several years now, they barely hold a very good charge. And like, honestly, the case is the top is about to break off. Like I use them. And I would like a replacement, but I don't like things in my ear. So I don't know. Maybe those Samsung Jelly Beans will be the good solution for me. But yeah. I also don't need them though, because now that I've moved and I'm in my office in my house and I'm in the suburbs, I literally it's been 3 days I haven't left the house, so I don't commute anymore. So unless I'm on the train heading back to the city anytime soon post-pandemic, I don't need them. So
yeah,
you will want a pair of big cans with ridiculously good active noise cancellation, though, because working with the kiddos, as you know, is.
Oh, I know. I'm investing in some audio baffling and a solid
Heck
door
yeah.
and things like
Heck
that.
Yeah.